I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Amen. Verse 14, as obedient children and not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because what it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your what? Amen. You've passed the time of your sojourning here in fear. That means in reverence. For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, amen, listen, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, amen, listen, what did he say? Receive, amen, by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Man, but just a little bit, holy, the likeness of Christ, amen. I understand something with Brother Joe. I've never cared for being around a person that was what I call self-righteous. Amen. That they were so holy, you know, that the Lord was going to have to move over to give them a place. And amen. No, the first mark of that holiness, amen, is something called humility. Amen. Humility. Amen. Jesus, the most humble man that has ever existed, his name is Jesus. Amen. The Bible marks one more man by humility. It says Moses was the meekest. Amen. The word meek is used. The word meek has been lost in translation today. Amen. Meek simply, amen, also translates as the most disciplined, amen, of men. Moses was, well, I read, Brother Joe, where Moses made a mistake. A mistake? Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Moses was disciplined. Amen. The Bible only records Moses making, amen, one blunder. Amen. You imagine leading several million people that was grumbling, griping, amen, and finding fault and all kind of things for the time that Moses did. And the Bible only records one blunder. Amen. I think Brother Moses was well disciplined, Brother Tony. Amen. I think Brother Jonah made several. The Bible would have had to record it. Amen. Might even a list of them. Hello. Amen. But listen, amen, holy is the very nature and character of God. Amen. He is holy. Amen. My, amen. Even the Word of God said, even the heavens are unclean in His sight. Amen. Why, Brother Joe, would God's Word say that? Because Satan, amen, reared his ugly head, amen, and created dissension in the heaven. Amen. Come on, Brother Tony. And what did it happen out of that, Brother Joe? Michael threw him out, cast him down. Amen. And what happened? One third of the angels followed him. Amen. In that usurpation. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, if the devil could fool the angels, amen, that had sat in the presence of God. Amen. Come on with me this morning. Amen. And I heard that the sister sang in that line in that song, I need you. I can't live without, come on. Amen. Listen, and without God, the devil, amen, easily overcomes us. I said he easily overcomes overcomes us, just as He did Adam and Eve in the garden. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. But I'm telling you, amen, Christ has come, amen, to make a difference in that. Amen. That difference can only be, though, if we put our trust where it's supposed to be at, Brother Tony. Amen. Listen, lean not, the Bible says, to thine own understanding. Amen. But in all of thy ways, acknowledge Him. Amen. My. I want to say it again. Lean not to thine own understanding. It's when men begin to lean to their own understanding. Amen. That they open up a door. Amen. For the devil to set a trap for them. Amen. I'm going to go somewhere this morning. I hope to arrive at a high point. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Here in Peter's writing, what did he say? Amen. He has left us some very, very grave words. Amen. Be ye holy, even as I am holy. Amen. God has said. Amen. And he said, for we were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. I want to tell you something. Nobody can buy God off. Amen. You can't pay God. I know the Catholic used to, amen, have what they called indulgences. Amen. Where you paid the priest, amen, so you could go out and sin a little. Amen. I can tell you, God don't operate no such scheme as that. I do thank God for grace. Amen. But grace is not a tool, amen, to use as an excuse for sin. Come on. What does grace teach us, Brother Joe? Amen. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Paul writes to Titus and says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking unto Jesus. Amen. My. The author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, come on with me this morning. I can tell you the grace of God teaches me to don't trust the flesh. It teaches me to trust in God. It teaches me to humble myself under the mighty hand of God. It teaches me, amen, to obey God. It teaches me to surrender to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, it don't teach me to be arrogant. It don't teach me to be boastful. It don't teach me to have, amen, some kind of confidence in self. Brother Paul said we have no confidence in the flesh. Amen. I can tell you, put confidence in the flesh, you in for trouble. Amen. Every person that has yielded to the flesh has wound up yielding to sin. Amen. David said, here's David, a man after God's own heart. He knoweth that I am but dust, and that my frame is weak. Whoa! You mean, yes, God knows our abilities. He knows our inabilities. He knows how weak we are. He knows what our weaknesses are. I want to tell you something. The devil won't know it unless you let him in on it. Come on. But if you let him in on it, well, how are you going to let him in on it, Brother Joe? Well, if you give in to what he's got, he's got him a pretty good clue. I had a fellow tell me one time, you know, amen, years ago, he said, you know, I only seem to get sick and can't make it to church on Sunday morning. I said, did you ever catch a clue on that, sir? I said, that's a devil. Amen, he's coming around on Saturday evening, amen, with a bag of sickness to keep you home on Sunday. Amen. I said, no, you keep on letting him win with that card. I got a little news for you. He'll keep playing that long. And I don't mean just come on. Sometimes you gotta fight the devil. Amen. You can't ask him, would you please leave me alone? Amen. No, sir. He don't leave because you do that. Amen. We live in an age when people want to say, oh, you just gotta practice sin. Amen. I've never heard such lies been hounded. Come on, I know if we're gonna make mistakes. He's only one man that didn't make a mistake. He's got nail scars in his hands and his feet. Amen. He's perfect. There's none other that is perfect. I know the Bible said, be ye perfect. Amen. That means be mature. It means grow up. Amen. That means obey what God said and believe what God said. Do what God said do. Amen. My. Listen, we're missing something. Amen. The church is missing great opportunities. Missing. Amen. What God could do. Listen, what can God? I believe it was Brother D.L. Moody. Amen. If you listen, if you just studied the life of Brother Moody, you'd find what, for Brother Moody to say this, you would really say, my. For a man, what can God do with a man that fully trusted and obeyed God? Now, if you studied the life of Brother D.L. Moody, you found a man that was diligent. Amen. A man that was pervasive in his beliefs. Amen. Brother Moody said he never went to bed at night except that he had witnessed to one person that day. Amen. The story went on and said he had sat down in his recliner one evening, amen, where he lived in Chicago, and he remembered he hadn't witnessed to nobody that day. And he got up out of his easy chair, grabbed his umbrella because it's raining cats and dogs on the outside, amen, and stood by the door and waited till a man come walking by, amen, and run out to meet him and put the umbrella up over him and begin to tell him about Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to tell you something. That's diligence. Amen. Oh, God. A lot of people can go to sleep and not ain't told nobody about God all day, all week, or all month. Amen. Come on. I didn't know if I was going there, but I went there anyway. Amen. God said, be ye holy. God, in other words, God said He wants us to be like Him. Amen. Now, Brother Joe ain't up here preaching little gods. I don't believe in dominion theory. Amen. I don't believe in man becomes a little god. Amen. That ain't in that book right there for one thing, my friends. Amen. But I can tell you what, amen, God wants us to be. Amen. He wants us to be in His likeness. The reason that we can be in His likeness is because God has given us the ability, amen, through what Christ has done and what the Holy Ghost will do, amen, to be like Him. And I listen, and if I say otherwise, then I say that God is not sufficient to deliver mankind. Then I have no gospel to preach. I have no good news. Amen. If there's no salvation, you pray tell Brother Joe where the good news is. Amen. And if salvation don't, amen, listen, entail being free. Amen. And then what is salvation, Brother Tony? Amen. Listen to Bible. This Bible says, whom the Son has set free. Is free indeed. Amen. Listen. He don't come, amen, and halfway deliver you and tell you, amen, just wander on in your sin. I'll clean you up after a while. Amen. No, He said, I'll come and I'll wash you. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says He has washed us under regeneration in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Woo! My. Amen. I can tell you, I remember we sang that song. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. All of heaven came down. Amen. That was glory all around. Amen. My. Well, Brother Joe, my spirits ain't quite like that anymore. Maybe you better get back in that altar. Amen. You better get back to fellowshipping Him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Because I don't think He meant for that experience to die off. Amen. To get cold and cankerous. I think He meant for it to get hotter as you went along. Come on. Amen. White hot love. Glorious, fiery hot love for God. Amen. The great thing that is missing, amen, I believe in amen, the professing church today, is that holy, deep, settled love for God. If we love God, then we can't love sin. We can't love sinful things. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. And we will not tolerate. Listen, I know well you're an intolerable bunch of Christians. Come on with me. I want to tell you, if a Christian tolerates sin, they need to take the Christian off. Listen, when I say tolerate sin, I'm not talking about, amen, being hateful. I'm talking about not allowing what God doesn't allow. Amen? If I go along with what God doesn't go along, then guess what? Brother Joe has got in opposition to God. And I'm in a bad place, my friend. Amen? No, that includes in Joe's life. Amen. The Word of God said, let charity begin at home. That's what your Bible says. That means be ye partakers. Then you can be a giver. Amen. If I won't partake of something, I have nothing to give. Amen. No man can receive anything, John the Baptist says, except he get it from God. Amen. In other words, John the Baptist wasn't talking about anything. He's talking about anything that's worthwhile. Amen. Come on. Amen. Listen, let me just go see what Brother James has to say. Amen. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Oh, my God. Amen. You mean, Brother Joe? Yes. Solomon said, there is no good thing. Amen. Come on. Listen. Ain't nothing, amen, under the sun except what? Vanity and vexation of spirit. What did Solomon mean? The only thing that is outside of that is what's come from God. Amen. Amen. A preacher just not far down the way there said, Solomon. Amen. Somebody called in, wrote in the letter to the paper and said, Solomon said, all that's under the sun is vanity and vexation of spirit. And that preacher had the audacity to say, amen, Solomon suffered from bouts of depression. I said, you mean to tell me that God would write in His book, amen, the rantings of a depressed man? No, Solomon has got revelation. Amen. Come on. I said, Solomon has got revelation. Amen. There's no good thing except God. Let's listen to Jesus for a moment, if you will. Amen. Jesus, that rich young ruler comes to Him and said, Lord, I've kept the five commandments. I've given to the poor. I love it, right on down the line. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you something. Amen. Jesus, He said, good master. Amen. And Jesus said, why callest me good? There's only one good. Jesus is living in a fleshly body. Amen. Jesus is saying there's only that which has come from heaven is good. Amen. Everything else doesn't fall into that category. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I know there's, say here something, good men don't go to heaven. Saved men, saved women, saved boys, and saved girls go to heaven. Listen, by the way, while we're at it, we might as well tear down another one. Amen. He's the father of all. I said, no, He ain't. He's the father of them that believe. Amen. He ain't the father of that unbeliever. They got another father called Lucifer. Hello? Come on, brother. That's what your Bible said. Amen. If I don't follow Christ, God's not my father. And I can't, only through Jesus can I say Abba Father or my Father. Amen to God. Come on. But through Christ, amen, glory to God, He has took that old wild, amen, persimmon, amen, has grafted it in. Hallelujah to that holy root, Brother Tony. Amen to God. But He said, don't boast against the root.
Come on, brother.
Don't get prideful.
Come on.
Don't get built up. Amen. Come on. Stay humble. Amen. Be holy. Romans. I'm going to Romans 8 and 28. Amen. If you follow us there, if you want a thumb head, I'll be in the next chapter. I'll be in John chapter 1. I want to go to Romans 8 and 28. Most of us could probably quote most of this. Amen. I want just to show that God has supplied and made available for what is needed to be holy. Amen. Brother Paul said He had made all things that pertain unto righteousness and godliness. Come on. Amen. And the Word of God says the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians, amen, that He, amen, has made unto us, amen, wisdom, amen, and sanctification and salvation. Amen. Come on. Oh, by the way, Jesus has made unto us everything that we need in order to be righteous and holy. Amen. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, He's the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's the high priest of heaven. He's the blessed anchor of the soul. Amen. Glory to God. I can tell you, when you get through looking at Christ, there is nothing, amen, left why man should be a failure in Him. Brother Joe, that kind of preaching is just wrong. Is it? You know why? Amen. We haven't had a lot of holy living because there ain't been a lot of holy preaching. Hello? Come on. I had a preacher say, Brother MacDonald stood in this pulpit many years ago. Amen. And said, amen, I read another quote, but he said, called him a negative preacher. Amen. He said, well, if you think that you don't need a negative, he said, go out there and pull that negative post off your battery and try to start your car. It ain't going nowhere. Amen. I heard another preacher that said, a very famous quote, I can't remember who he was, and the Lord knows, I say it, I'm going to get the wrong one, but he said, a whole lot of negative preaching produces a whole lot of positive living. Amen. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Listen, Jesus talked more about hell than He did about heaven.
Yes, he did.
Let me hurry. Romans 8 and 28. Most of us could probably quote this. Amen. But I think we can begin in verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did what? Predestinate, amen, to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be what? The firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did what? Predestinate, them He also what? Called, and whom he called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In other words, the last stanza of that passage says, amen, who can overcome you if you are willing to be conformed to the image of God? There ain't no devil. Amen. The only person that can keep us from being, amen, changed and conformed, we look at them in the mirror. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, if it wasn't for that neighbor of mine, I could live right. If it wasn't for that bunch down the street or that bunch over yonder, I could get by. Amen. Oh, I'm afraid that one ain't going to hold up. Amen. No, sir. Amen. Why? He's given me the victory. Amen. He said, love them enemies. Amen. Just because them hypocrites won't live right don't mean you ought to, amen, lose your salvation. Amen. Just live right. Somebody's got to shine the light. Somebody's got to show them the way back across the river. Somebody's got to do the right thing. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. So, all things work together for good. Well, Brother Joe, I don't know if I believe that or not. Amen, I do because it's in this book. Amen, it may not seem like it's good. Amen, Joseph said in the end of his trial when all things had come full circle. Amen, and that brethren had come and nailed him, and them dreams had come to pass just like God had showed him. Amen, he said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Come on, I want to say it again. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. All things work together for good. To them that love what? To them that love God. Amen. I got to love God. I got to love God in the good times. You know more people don't love God in the good times than they do in the bad? Most people, you find they love God in the bad times. They hunt help. But in the good times, it's when most of them have failed. When they go, well, I got it made, now I don't need God no more. I used to call that spare tire religion. Amen. Nobody knows that old trunk's in the back till that tire blows out. That jack, and they go back there digging through that trunk, hunting that spare tire and that jack. My, I'm in trouble now. Amen. But when everything's all right, I don't know where God's at. I ain't talked to him in a while. Amen. Everything's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm afraid the modern day church has been there a long time. You know why? Because they haven't had the eyes to see how much trouble that there is. Amen. You take a person that's been blinded from the trouble that they face, they will not be upset and disturbed and do something about it, Brother Tony.
Amen.
Listen, God says through the prophet Hosea, and I'm going to move on in a minute, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But he didn't stop writing right there. God has something else to say. For they have rejected knowledge. And what did God say was going to be the end of that? Therefore, I will reject them and their children. Come on. That's a horror. To where God, for God to say that is a horrible statement, Brother Tony. For God to reject you and your children, that's the most horrible thing Brother Joe can imagine. My, you think about being rejected of God. Amen, my. So I want to listen, God, amen, predestinated us to be changed in the likeness, into the likeness of Christ. Amen. The Word of God says that He became sin. Jesus. He became sin for us. For what purpose, Brother Joe? That we might be made. The word made is a creative word, by the way. That we might be made. Amen. What? Amen. Righteousness. Amen. My God. That we might be made the righteousness of God by Him. My. You mean Jesus died for that reason? That's what your Bible says. Amen. Didn't die so we could be unholy. Didn't die so we could be unrighteous and live ungodly lives. Amen. No, listen to Brother Joe. If Jesus lives in your spirit, if Christ in you, the Word of God says, is the hope of glory. Christ in us. That's what's in your Bible. If He lives in you and I, He ain't going along with sin, my friend. Amen. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Come on with me this morning. If folks will let Jesus. I was going to sing that song. I lost the words. Amen. I'm following Jesus. He's leading the way. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, if we'll follow Him. Amen. He said, follow me and I'll make you to become fishers of men. Amen. Amen. If we'll follow Him. Amen. We'll see the glory of God. We'll see the salvation of the Lord. We'll see the power of God. We'll see the victory that God intends. Woo, hallelujah. About to feel like, amen, having me a running spell. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, amen. Joy to be changed. For them, he did foreknow, he did predestinate. And then, amen, he carries it right on down. He cleanses, he purifies, and he glorifies. The word glorify, what does he mean? He honors us with his presence.
Amen.
My. He listened to the word of God when he said, he that will, amen, let me keep my commandments, and my Father will love him, and we will come and take up our abode with him. Amen. You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, that God's abiding has something tied to obedience? Amen. Amen. The late, great A.W. Tozier said, there is no Christianity without obedience. How true that is. Christianity knows nothing of salvation without obedience. Amen. So, amen. Listen, he gives what the Bible said. He giveth the Holy Ghost to who? To them that obey him. Who did he give the Holy Ghost to in the book of Acts? Them that obey him. Right, Brother Tony? They waited in that upper room. They done what Christ said. Didn't come the first day. Didn't come the second day. Didn't come the third day. Didn't come the fourth. Didn't come the fifth. Didn't come the sixth. Didn't come the seventh. Didn't come the eighth. Didn't come the ninth. But the tenth day. Oh, I want to tell you something began to happen. Amen. All of a sudden, it didn't wait. It wasn't no drug out slow thing. All of a sudden, the Word of God says, amen, there come a sound, amen, out of heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. My God, the Holy Ghost come down. Amen. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Woo! Hallelujah! He still that baptizer this morning. Amen. This morning, he still that baptizer. Let me, I know I gotta move quickly. Amen. I'm going to John chapter 1. Amen. I think it's where I'm going. Yes. John chapter 1, verse 11. Amen. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. I want to tell you something. He's still coming to his own. A lot of times, Brother Tony, and his own is receiving him not. Them that professeth him do not know him. They don't love him. They don't have a relationship with him. But they wonder why God don't do anything. Well, God said you got to give him a place. Got to give him a place. Where's that place at? Right in that spirit. If I won't give God a place, then I won't give God a place to do anything. Listen, the Bible said in certain places when Jesus walked on this earth, there's certain places that he couldn't only do anything but heal a few sick folks. Why? Because they would not give him a place. Chorazin. He carries a man outside the city to heal his eyes because that place is so rebellious and sinful against God. Reckon what he'd do today. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. Listen, John 1, so he came unto his own and his own received him not. But I'm glad there's an interjection. But as many as received him, to them gave he power. And the word power is often translated, even in other words, into ability. He gave power or ability to become the sons of God, even to them that, amen, listen, even to them that believe on his name or his authority, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. There it goes. Not of the will of the flesh, not of blood, nor the will of man, nor of the will, amen, of the flesh, but of God. Amen. Listen, if we're going to be holy, it's going to be God. Because God has done something in us. Amen. No man, you can't make yourself holy. I know that there have been times when folks say, oh, holiness, and that's not right, sir, where it makes me holy. Oh, no.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.